From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Broward County, Florida, where elections are a sensitive subject, the election supervisor is aggravating an old injury. Miriam Oliphant's office has run up a deficit of nearly $1 million. It's under investigation by the state attorney's office. So her decision this year to seek another term came as a big surprise. But her request this week for more public money left many of her fellow Democrats apoplectic. NPR's Philip Davis has more.
Miriam Oliphant has come under withering criticism from Broward County politicians who feel she's done an abysmal job overseeing the elections office. During the 2002 primary, high-tech voting machines didn't work. Polls opened late and closed early, and it took days to count all the ballots. And that was in the wake of the national embarrassment of the 2000 presidential race, run by her predecessor, with its hanging chads. So her decision to run for another four-year term has stunned county officials. This week, an editorial in the Orlando Sentinel gave her credit for at least one thing, chutzpah. The latest blow-up came on Tuesday. Oliphant went before the Broward County Commission to tell it that the office might have to close its doors in 2 weeks if it didn't get an emergency cash infusion of $900,000.
We do need to move forward today, advance the office money. We need to do something.
An angry commissioner, Democrat Susan Gunsberger, summed up the prevailing attitude toward Oliphant's performance in the job.
This office has been in a state of crisis for at least 6 months when it came to dollars. And Mr. Lev, I must say your answer was completely unacceptable. That's the way it's been done, rather than we need to modernize and organize. You have had a shortfall and you have people with accounts receivable and this office has done nothing. And then you come to us to bail you out. I was a lot more willing to consider something until I heard this. I am just mortified.
As she left the commission meeting, Oliphant, head held high and elegantly dressed, brushed off the criticism and professed confidence in her decision to run for re-election.
Because I am a supervisor of election that has been elected by the people of Broward County, and it's the people's decision and not the county commissioners, and I want to thank the county commissioners.
County public defender Alan Schreiber once boasted of being Miriam Oliphant's mentor. Now he says a run for another term would be a huge miscalculation.
She's like in total denial that she's done anything wrong. You know, she just doesn't want to believe it. Because this has been an embarrassment for Broward County. It's been a great detriment to the Democratic Party. And it's definitely, there's a need for a change.
But Oliphant, who is black, still has pockets of support in the county's African-American community, where many feel that the vilification she's gotten in the press and from her fellow Democrats wouldn't have happened if she were white. Josephus Eggleston Jr. is a county commissioner who is African-American.
What has occurred is it has severely crippled the Democratic Party here in Broward County, of which the minority community makes up a substantial portion of that party, and many of them have declared that they will sit on the sideline come 2004 as a result of it.
Political analyst Jim Kane says if that happens, it could impact next year's presidential contest because Broward County, with its million voters, is key to Democrats' chances of winning the state.
If it gets down to be a close race in November of 2004, that 13% of likely African-American voters in this county decide not to vote on that election because of what happened to Miriam, it'll just make that much easier for Bush.
But before then, however, Oliphant has one more chance to redeem herself, the Democratic presidential primary election next March. Philip Davis, NPR News, Fort Lauderdale.